Richard Buckminster Fuller was one of the most unusual thinkers of the 1900s. He said his aim in life was to make humans a success in the universe. Bucky Fuller, as he was known, spent most of his life searching for new ideas. Then he invented new words to describe his ideas and designs. During his long life, he discussed his ideas about technology and human survival. He called his idea Dymaxion. It came from three words: dynamic, meaning a force, maximum, meaning the most, and ion, which is an atom or group of atoms with an electrical charge. R. Buckminster Fuller was born in Milton, Massachusetts, in 1895. As a child, Bucky Fuller questioned everything. He was a very independent thinker at an early age. His refusal to accept other people's ideas and rules continued as he grew older. He did not complete his education, but joined the American Navy during World War I. There, he learned about navigation, mathematics, mechanics, communications, and electronics engineering. In 1917, Bucky Fuller married Ann Hewlett. Their life together was troubled. Their first child died, and a second came along, but they had little money. Fuller almost gave up hope. But then he decided to spend his life in search of designs that could make human existence on Earth easier. Fuller's first design was the Dymaxion House. It was built in a factory, then moved. It did not cost much to build. And it did not look like a traditional house in America. Its roof was held up by a single support in the center. Its walls were made of glass. Power came from the sun. Water was cleaned and reused. Fuller then designed and built the Dymaxion car. It looked like the body of an airplane. It had three wheels instead of four. It could go as fast as 180 kilometers an hour and carry 12 passengers. Bucky Fuller had an idea for another building design. It would provide the most strength with the least amount of material. The main part of his design is a four-sided pyramid. To create a building, many pyramids are connected to each other. The connecting piece has eight sides. Together, these two shapes create a very strong, lightweight, rounded structure. Fuller named this structure the geodesic dome. It covers more space with less material than any other building ever designed. Today, there are about 100,000 geodesic domes in use around the world. Most of Fuller's inventions did not earn him much money. A lot of what he did earn, he spent traveling around the world. He told anyone who would listen about his ideas for human life on this planet. He called the planet Spaceship Earth. People must live on Earth just as astronauts live in a spaceship. They must use their supplies wisely and reuse them, he said. R. Buckminster Fuller died in 1983. At the age of 87. I'm Jill Robbins.